Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to third to double up Callaway. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is walked intentionally. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair scores. There goes Tebbets trying to get to third. Sketchley throws the ball in to Kennedy, who tags Tebbets for the out. It's 3-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field. Sketchley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sketchley. McCoskey scores. York moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoag throws the ball into Appling, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-1 in the game. Sketchley hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Tresh and he is out. Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Q.L. is 0-for-2 in the game. Q.L. hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-2 in the game. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. York moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. York scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 9-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-3 in the game. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hogue hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.